If you want to turn to John chapter number 10, amen. John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but cometh up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." I want to preach just a little while on this subject, the good shepherd. Amen. The good shepherd. I want to say Jesus is good. Amen. Have you ever noticed that Jesus is good? And you want to know that he's good? Just try him on for size and he fits just right and he's good. Amen. He's a good Lord. He's a good Savior. He's a good shepherd. Not only does the Bible say that Jesus is a good shepherd, but the Bible said that he's the chief shepherd. In 1 Peter 5 and 4, he's the chief shepherd, praise God. He's that one, he's the head shepherd, praise the Lord. He's that superior shepherd that's greater than any other shepherd in this world. Not only does the Bible say he's a good shepherd, he's a chief shepherd, but the Bible said that he's a great shepherd. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20 said that Jesus Christ is the great shepherd. That means he's the biggest, the best, the greatest of all the shepherds. Amen. I'm glad that's the shepherd that I serve. The shepherd, praise God, of my soul. So you say, "Preacher, well, what does that mean to me and you?" That means that the present ministry, Lord Jesus Christ, is a shepherd of our soul. Amen. He is that good shepherd. He's not a bad shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He'll not lead you astray. He'll not lead you in the wrong direction. But praise God, he's the good shepherd that's always thinking about you, and he's concerned about you, and he wants to help you, and he wants to encourage you, and he wants to bring you along, praise God, and give you a blessed hope, praise God, that you can't find anywhere in this world. You can look around all day and all the time and all week and all year, praise God, but you won't find a shepherd like Jesus Christ. And you won't find nobody in this world, no man in this world that like the Lord Jesus Christ, because his ministry, praise God, is to be your good shepherd. Amen. To lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, to take you towards home and help you to get there. Amen. He said, "Well, preacher, what do you mean over at my house?" Praise God. No, over at his house. Amen. Brother Bill, the gold, Lord Jesus Christ, is to shepherd our souls, praise God, and one day in a glorious little while, take us on in the portals of glory where we'll live forever with him. To take us out of this old sinful world, praise God. You know what God wants? His desire is, praise the Lord, that we be taken out away from sin. That's what God come. That's what a good shepherd does. He takes takes us up away from those things that so easily beset us. Amen. The things that this old flesh might want to cause us to chase after. Say, "What are you talking about?" I'm talking about the good shepherd. Amen. How he offers, his present ministry is offers and provision. Amen. Provision. To praise God. In other words, the good shepherd, he provides everything. Did you ever think about that? The good shepherd provides everything that we need. When we just put our faith and trust in him, praise God. In other words, he says here in the text, he said, "I am the door." Amen. He is that door. And in other words, it's an example of the shepherds that was the shepherds of the sheep, and they would build the sheepfold, and they'd have the rocks and the trees around so that the critters couldn't climb up in, and the sheep couldn't climb out, and the shepherd would lay across the door. Amen. He would lay across that door, praise God. You know what he would do? He would keep the sheep in. Amen. I think that's what the Lord's goal is today, praise God, just to keep the sheep in. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't understand why he'd have to keep the sheep in, because sheep are too dumb to stay in by themselves. Amen. Sheep ain't God. I don't know why. I know why they portray us as sheep, praise God, because we ain't got good sense. Amen. We don't know and realize that the Lord Jesus Christ loves us, and everything that He does is for our good. So the good shepherd, praise God, He lays across that door, praise the Lord, to keep the sheep in, so we won't wander off and go astray. You say, well, preacher, I ain't going to. Be careful. I know a whole lot of folks that say, well, preacher, I'm in here. I ain't going nowhere, praise God. You couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen. You don't know where they're at. You can't find them. You don't see them down at the house of God. This house or any other house, praise God. Amen. Why? Because we quit looking to the good shepherd, praise God, and praise the Lord, and they wandered off. Amen. But the good shepherd's there. He'll help us. He'll keep us in. He'll keep the sheep in, and He'll keep the predators out. Amen. There's a lot of predators in the world who like to devour some sheep. Amen. They'd like to eat the little sheep up. They'd like to hurt them. They'd like to harm them. They'd like to maim them. They'd like to debilitate them, praise God, where they're not able to fend for themselves. Amen. Where they make them weak. And there's a lot of predators in the world that would like to make us weak. There's a lot of predators that in the world we see that would like to destroy the home and the family, their children, their lives. Amen. Just predators. But Jesus said, praise God, I'm the door, glory, hallelujah. He said, I'm that good shepherd. He said, I'll keep the sheep in. I praise God where I can watch them and I can see them. He said, and I'll keep the predators out where they can't hurt them and they can't harm them. Amen. Well, I believe we just need to stay with the good shepherd. Amen. We don't know what we're up against in this world. We don't know what will come at us today, tomorrow, the next day. But praise God, I know a Savior that does. I know a good shepherd today that's always a look into the future. Amen. He knows where you're at, and He knows where you need to be. And if we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, He'll get us there, praise God, for His glory. And we can look back and see Him, because He is that door. Amen. He is that provision. Praise God. And His ministry for us is to provide for us. Not only does He provide provision, praise God, of being that, being everything for us, praise God. He is our salvation. Amen. The Bible says He is the only way. John 14:6 said, He said, I am the way. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad there's a way. There's one way. I'm glad we don't have to look for a whole lot of ways to get to heaven. Amen. I've said before, I could take a piece of paper and I could write down on the front and the back and both sides, and I could say, well, if you'll just do this and this and this and this and this and this and this, and then, and praise God, get that all accomplished, check off this list, and boy, one day when you get all that done, you'll just fly off into heaven. People will be lining up all the way up the road, all the way down the road, down 151, trying to get them a copy of that list, so that they just come in, get them a copy of it, and begin to check her off that bucket list so one day they get to go into heaven. But let me tell you what, on the authority of the Word of God, Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. He's the only way to heaven. Amen. Don't you let nobody tell you there's another way. Amen. Praise God, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say this too, it's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I had a lunatic the other day was a talk, and he said, listen, he said, it don't matter about the blood. I said, what? He was talking to somebody else. I said, what? And I got the list. They said, it don't matter about the blood. And the blood has nothing to do with salvation. I said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Amen. There's no place for forgiveness of sin, because He that knew no sin became sin for us. That's why He could be the good shepherd, that great shepherd, that chief shepherd, praise God, because of perfect sinless Lord Jesus that shed His blood on Calvary so me and you might be saved. Amen. It took the blood of Jesus Christ, praise God, to satisfy the Father. Amen. The blood, Hebrews 9 says, the blood of goats and sheep and those other animals, praise God, could not suffice to the saving of souls, to forgiveness of sin. But Jesus Christ died once for you and me, and He shed His blood on Calvary as the good shepherd, praise God, so that we could be saved. Praise His holy name. Amen. He is the way. Besides Him, there's no other. He's that way of salvation. Amen. He is that provision for mankind. But not only is He the provision and the salvation, but He's the security for each one of us. Amen. He's that security. He's that protection, praise God, that we're afforded through God. In verse number 9, He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad because of Him, we have the security in the Lord Jesus Christ as the good shepherd, because of what He did for us, that we can go in and we can go out. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the presence of a holy God, amen, He's there with us. He said He would secure us. Praise God, He would protect us. He would give us that we need. Praise God, so it don't matter about the darkness of the night. It don't matter how dark it gets. He said, praise God, I'll be that light. I'll be that good shepherd. I'll be that one come alongside you. And it may be dark as can be. But praise God, He said, I'll be the light. I'll keep you safe even in the darkest of night. I'll be there with you when it seems nobody else can, when nothing else can help you. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I will be your light. Amen. We can go out in and out in the darkness. He said, I am that security. I'm that protection. Amen. Praise God. The God of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. He's that light in dark. Amen. He's the answer, praise God, in the prayers. Amen. He is that security that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The only security that we'll have, praise God, this side of eternity is Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, there's other things. There ain't nothing that'll secure you like Jesus can. Amen. Praise God. We'll try to do this and that, try to defend ourselves. I want to say, praise God, we're no match for the devil. We're no match for the enemy. We're no match for this old flesh which we live in. But there's a God of heaven. He said, I am your security. He said, I'm your safety. When darkness is trying to prevail all around us, praise God, we can look into the Lord Jesus Christ and the darkness. The Bible says, when the light shines forth, the darkness has to flee. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, it's like Miss G said so many times, when darkness starts overshadowing you and you feel like it's coming in on you, just shut your eyes and just start saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And praise God, that marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ will shine forth, praise God, as the great shepherd. And He'll let you know that He's there with you. Amen. I'm glad I have an advocate, praise God. Jesus Christ, my Savior. So He'll offer us not only salvation, but security. But not only does He give us security, give us protection, but He offers us satisfaction in Him. Amen. In verse number 9, He said today, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and watch it, and find pasture. Amen. There's satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. They satisfaction knowing Him, praise God. Because He said we'll find pasture. Sheep need pasture. Sheep need pasture because they need nourishment. Amen. Without nourishment, they get puny like me and you. Not that me and you are puny, praise God. I think we're well fed. Somebody give me a witness. Amen. Praise God, I don't think any of us have swelled up because we're Ethiopians and hadn't eaten days. Amen. Praise God. I believe God's been good to us. He's been good to you. He's good to me. I don't think we have to pill our head without anything in our stomach because God Almighty, praise God, as you're one of His little young'uns, He brought you up. Praise God. He set you and He feeds you. Praise God. He nourishes you. But I'm glad there's nourishment. Glory. Hallelujah. Not only for our bodies, but there's nourishment for the soul. Amen. I'm glad God satisfies that inward man, that inward longing, that inward hunger. Amen. Nourishes our souls, praise God. Amen. He brings us to a place where we can lie down. Amen. A place of refreshment in the Lord Jesus Christ. A place where we can come and lie down, where we can come and rest in the Lord. Amen. It seems like, hey, all hell's a cell. It seems like the world's crazy all around us. But isn't a good thing to know that you're a child of God? And sometimes that peace that passes understanding, it just comes in, settles down in your soul. And you just say, glory, hallelujah. I know what God's done. I know what God's doing. I know God's in control. I know, praise God, I belong to Him and He belongs to me. And glory, hallelujah, everything's going to be all right. Amen. What a peace it brings. And we come in nourished from the Lord. It's because of that nourishment that we know that. And it's because that peace that He gives us, praise God, we can come into those pastures where we can lie down, praise God, and be refreshed and receive rest from the Lord. Praise His name. Praise God. Because sheep need pasture. I mean, they need a place to go. And he said, when you have a place of rest, you have a place of nourishment, you have a place, praise God, where you come before the Lord, he said, then that becomes a place of where we have life and have it abundantly. Not just have life. There's a lot of people that are just walking, going through this old walk of life and just doing the best they can while they're here. But look, he said, thief cometh not but for to steal, verse number 10, and to kill and destroy. He said, I am come that they might have life. Amen. Jesus said, hey, listen, I'm not here to steal or take anything from you. He said, I'm here to give you life, and that's life in abundance. Not just any life, not just a little life, not just a little piece of life, but he said, I come to give you life. I come to give you full life. I come to give you an abundant life. He said, a life that's full and free, praise God. Amen. The thing about the life that He gives you, it don't cost you a thing. Amen. Praise God. It's free from the portals of glory, and you can have it, praise God, all the days of your life. If we just trust in the Lord, praise God. He said, I come to give you life. And He said, a life, and that they might have it more abundant. They is talking about me and you. They are talking about born again believers. You say, Pastor Jeff, what's a born again believer? It's a person, praise God, that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of their soul. And realize that we're all sinners. You say, well, preacher, I'm not. Yeah, we are. You are. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And we need Jesus Christ, faith in Him, trust in Him, praise God, that He is the price of sin. Amen. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. Amen. He said, but the gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, we said you don't have to partake of that wage. Glory, hallelujah. You trust the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Praise God. Wonder what happened at this old wicked world. We was talking about before church. How everywhere you look is this world just about waxing worse and worse. And what's happened is we've got children that's come up in the world that don't know the Lord. Because you got families that brought them, mamas and daddies that never knew the Lord. And they're bringing up a bunch of devils. Amen. A bunch of ungodliness in this world. We're seeing it in Candler. Used to it was the big cities. But now you can't drive nowhere if you don't see graffiti all over everything. This little wall right down here on 151, they're putting graffiti on it. The marks of Satan, the marks of the devil. You say, preacher, it's just some kind of name. No, it's the devil, praise God, that's doing that. He's a mark in his territory. Amen. It's wickedness, it's evil, praise God, and it's infiltrating us everywhere we look. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in it and we begin to think it's okay. But it's never okay. Amen. Sin is never okay. But God Almighty, praise God, He said, I'll be your shepherd and I'll lead you out of that. I'll give you a place of rest. Remember what the Bible says in the 23rd Psalm? The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Praise God. He provides for me. Praise God. He gives me provision. He gives me salvation. He gives me satisfaction. Praise God. He gives me protection. He said, because of the Lord, I don't want for nothing. Amen. You say, preacher, don't you want for something? Yeah, I need to get out of this old world. Praise God. Because it's a hindrance. It's a holding us back. Amen. But glory, hallelujah, because of the help of the Lord, because of the good shepherd, He's going to usher us through this thing, and we just keep our face and our eyes upon Him. Praise God, He'll deliver, because He's a delivering God. He's never come short. Amen. He's never been without. He's never been lacking in anything. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad for that? Praise God. That He provides that protection. What the Lord is telling, He said, I'm your provider. He said, I am that good shepherd. He said, I will lead you, praise God. He said, I'll take you where you need to be. I'll get you where you need to go if you'll just follow me. Amen. You say, preacher, could it be that simple? I'm going to say it is that simple. When we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, He begins to lead us. He leads us into calmness, praise God. He said, praise the Lord, He leads us into the righteousness of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Takes us to a place that He would have us to be and consoles us on the way. Amen. He gives us that direction, praise God. Not only does He give us, provide us direction as He leads us in the right path. He said, praise God, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures and leadeth me beside the still waters. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, is a good shepherd. Not only, praise God, does He supply all our need, but He gives us direction. Amen? He gives us direction. He shows us the way that we need to go. I'm afraid what's happening is a whole lot of people in the world ain't listening. Amen? They're not listening. But praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ said He provide us direction. And along with direction, praise God, He gives us peace. Amen? He gives us peace that passes all understanding. Lord, hallelujah. He said He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. In other words, praise God, a sheep can't lay down, praise the Lord, if they're not comfort. If they don't feel comfortable, if they don't feel calm, sheep won't. Hey, they just kind of fidget around. But glory to God, I'm glad that we can come to a place as a child of God and a good shepherd on our side, and we can lay down our head at night. We can pillow our head and go to sleep and take our rest. Trust that Lord Jesus Christ will watch over us, and come morning, glory, hallelujah. He'll help us swing our feet out of the bed and just say, hallelujah, glory to God. He did it again.
Amen.
Amen. He gives us direction, and He gives us peace. Amen. He gives us peace. The Bible says in Psalm 23, said He gives us peace even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He said He gives us that peace, praise God, when we're walking through that valley. He gives us that peace, praise God, even in fearful situations. Fear. Hey, listen, and they come. It seems like in the last couple of years that the fearful situations just keep coming at us like tidal waves. Amen. I'm not talking about little waves. I'm talking about tidal waves just coming at us. But He said even in the times of darkness, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He said, we'll fear no evil. He said, because there's a presence of the good shepherd there with us. Praise God, He goes before us and He shows us the way. And He says, even though we're walking through that dark shadow, praise God, as long, hell glory, as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, praise God, He's always before us. He's always going before us. He's always leading the way. And as long as we're looking to Him, the author and finisher of our faith, praise God, He's ahead of us and we're marching on for His glory. And the shadows behind us, glory, hallelujah. Hey, it may be trying to sneak up on us. It may be trying to get closer every day. But I want to say, as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, eyes on the prize, praise God, the darkness has to stay behind. Amen. No matter what we're facing, no matter the adversary, as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, the precious God, the good shepherd, praise God, of our souls, glory, hallelujah, the light is ahead of us and the shadows behind. Amen. Jesus is the good shepherd. He is that peace in turbulent times, in fearful situations. Hey, don't none of us know what we'll go through before we get out of here. We don't none of us know. And no telling what kind of adversity we'll face. We're seeing little tidbits of it every day. But Jesus Christ made us a promise, praise God, that with it He said He'd make a way of escape. Because He is that comforter. See, but not only is he direct us, praise God, not only he direct us into peace, but he also provides us comfort. Amen. He says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, rod and that staff, praise God, you think if we ain't get careful, we get thinking those that has what he uses to punish us. Amen. Brother Charles taught in Sunday school about how mom and daddy used to use a keen hickory switch to get our attention. But God Almighty he's talking about the rod and the staff, praise God, that comfort us. He's talking about that will rescue us, that'll protect us, that'll guide us and lead us, that'll give us direction, praise God, from the throne of grace, not because of the wrath of God, Brother Bill, but because God loves us, praise God, with a godly love.
Amen.
Amen. He's there to minister to us, praise God. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm glad for that rod and that staff, ain't you? Praise God, that'll rescue me. That'll pull me out. That'll give me direction, praise God. That'll protect me. It'll guide me in direction he'd have me to go. Praise God. The good shepherd does that. And then the Bible says that he sets a table in the presence of our enemies. He says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Amen. The good shepherd does that. You say, preacher, why would he do that? Because the good shepherd knows that the sheep, now listen to me, the sheep need to be fed. He knows that the sheep have to be nurtured and nourished. And so Bible says that it don't, praise God, even when the enemy, even when the predators all around, he said the good shepherd, praise God, he'll set a table, he'll set a banquet for the sheep where they can come up and dine, glory, hallelujah, so they can be nurtured and fed, a place where he can love on them. Amen. Where he can give them that encouragement, praise God. And so he said he brings them to a place where he can feed them. Even he knows, praise God, the predators are around. Amen. But he brings them in. And he fed the sheep in safety, praise, and comfort, even in the presence, he offers in the presence of the enemy, in the presence of predators, he still feeds the sheep. Amen. Listen, the devil is an unruly agent. He's a prince in power of this present world. Amen. Praise God, Brother Charles talking about in Ephesians 6 this morning, that's who he is. He said he has that power, praise God. But I want to say there's one that's more powerful than the old devil, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's that good shepherd, praise God, that's on our side to help us and bring us through this, praise God. Just shouting and praising and giving him glory, finding something on the other side to look forward to. Amen. Because he's that great shepherd, praise God. He sets a table for us, even in the presence of our enemy. He sets a table for us, praise God, in the very presence of the predators. Amen. But God Almighty is there to protect us from the predators. He said when we put our faith and trust in him, that's why we need to receive him as a good shepherd. We need to make him our good shepherd, our chief shepherd, our great shepherd. Because he's the one that's directing our lives. He's the one that offers us safety and comfort when the predators is all around us. I'm telling you, we're coming to a day and an hour that we're going to need more protection than we ever have from the predators. There's predators all around us today, praise God, like to destroy God and destroy God's people and destroy God's church. But there's a God of heaven that's promised. He said, I've already overcome all those obstacles. He said, all the opposition, said, if we'll just trust in the Lord. Praise God. He said, because he said, thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Amen. He said, even in the presence of the enemy, he said, I'm still filled up. Filled up to overflowing. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, how can that be? Because when we come to be fed of the Lord, the good shepherd, praise God, he doesn't hold back. He gives us, praise God, everything that we need to be satisfied, to be comforted in Jesus Christ our Savior. That's why he would say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. That's why if we take this psalm, you take the 23rd psalm, and you take the first part of verse 1 and the last part of verse 6, and this should be the story of our life, and I'm done. This should be the story of your life. This should be the story of my life. Our life, it should be this right here. The Lord is my shepherd. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The Lord is my shepherd and shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. If we take those two parts of that verse, that says the whole psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. And he shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house. Oh, well, I got a hold of that yesterday, boy, out there, and I about had me a spell. I said, glory, hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. Not nobody else, not nothing else. The Lord is my shepherd. And he'll follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Not just a little while. But praise God, I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And forever and forever, praise God. Ain't you glad for that? You say, preacher, how do you get there? Because he's my good shepherd. Because he's our good shepherd. Because he's taking us there. Because he's going to deliver us safely over yonder in a little while. The good shepherd, Lord Jesus Christ. Have you trusted in him today? Have you made him your Lord and Savior? Have you made him your good shepherd? Is he your shepherd today? Amen. Can you say with us today, the Lord is my shepherd? Amen. And he said, follow me. He shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house. Do you know that for assurance today? The Lord Jesus Christ is your shepherd, and he'll follow you all days of your life. He'll be there with you. He'll be there for you. And that you'll dwell, live, be established in heaven, praise God, in the house of the Lord, even forever. That Lord, the capital L-O-R-D, is God Jehovah, God Almighty. And it's God's desire, praise God, that we be brought out of away from sin and put in the presence of holy God. Amen. In the presence of God. The good shepherd promised he'd get us there.